This is an uncensored podcast about sex, sexuality, gender, and body stuff. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely those of the person or persons sharing them. Some names have been changed to protect the anonymity of its participants. Sex with me in the field. We're out in the field. We're in the real world doing what we gotta fucking do to get a good fucking podcast out to y'all. We is me. I am doing it. And the reason why we're in the field today is because I am too busy to sit down in a recording studio. So we're gonna go do my thing. This is a day in the life, a day off in the life of Drew Michael. You're gonna hear it on your ear holes, on them. So listen, guys, the reason why I am so busy today is because our very own Lexi St. George, or whatever the fuck we said her last name is having a baby. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. There's a church lady in the yard of a church with a leg brace on, wrapped around her entire leg. Like, different segments of her leg are in a brace. And then she's with a little boy and she's spray painting metal benches. And she was just bent over, like, I mean, probably had to bend over more than normal because she's wearing her entire leg in a brace, but I just saw her kingdom come. I just saw it. So I was like parked at a red light, looked over and saw where babies come from a church lady. And I'm just thinking, like, yes, that's right. Have a sexuality. Well, she probably wasn't, it's not sexual to be naked, of course, but that's right, wear those shorts. Her shorts could not have been any shorter for the activities she's engaging in. So, yeah. Love that church lady. Oh, wait. Lexi St. George is having her baby today. And she's literally at the hospital right now. I am not. I went to my dermatologist. You know me. Scheduled an appointment with my dermatologist on the day that Lexi's having a baby. Because I'm such a little bitch. No, but honestly, it was like the soonest I could get in to see the derm. And it was funny. Like, okay, so I tried to use my mother. I share a credit card with my mother. One of our cards we share. And she likes to deactivate the card, like, in a way that, like, you could reactivate it easily. Because she's trying not to use it. She's trying not to have me use it. We're just trying not to use it. We're being smart. But I unexpectedly was like, oh, shit, there's, like, a $50 copay at the derm. So I, like, went to use the card. Oh, my God, what is happening? This is what's happening in the field. Oh, my God. There is an ambulance or something, but there's also, like, a swarm of dragonflies that just passed over my car. That was gorgeous. Okay, maybe my favorite thing about South Carolina is, especially in August, late July and August, you just get, like, millions of dragonflies. They're so beautiful. I want them all over me. I struggle with like whether or not I should have a dragonfly tattoo, because I think that would be hideous. But I love dragonflies so much, I don't know how else to express to people like how much I like dragonflies. Anyway. So, oh my god, I'm gonna get a car accident. What was I saying? Baby time, baby day, baby daddy. Oh, copay at the dermatologist. I essentially was like, oh shit, I wasn't expecting this. I kind of was expecting something. And I thought maybe it was gonna be like $50, and it was literally $50. But anyway, so I tried to use our combined card, and then my mom got like a notification being like, so-and-so tried to use your card at the dermatologist in Poopy Cacaville, and she called me and was like, oh honey, are you trying to like go to a dermatologist? And I was like, oh yeah, I'm at the dermatologist. And she's like, well, what are you, literally first words, what are you having done? And I was like, I'm not having anything done, mother. But I said, I'm having my entire face removed and I'm gonna have someone else's face put on. And she went, no, I love your face. And I said, well, then you can fucking wear it. You wear my face, I'll wear Jennifer Lawrence's face. It will be great. I'll be getting all the dick I want, and you'll be wearing my, you know, sloppy seconds face. Sloppy seconds face. So, I was like, no, mother, I'm just having a spot checked. I'm just having a spot on my face checked that I have like a little tiny, the tiniest of red spots that just won't go away. And I'm struggling as an aging gay to deal with this. Like, things will pop up. I got bumps and spots that pop up, you know. And this doesn't just happen to the gays. It happens to everybody. But, like, as you get older, it's like you're... I want to say... I think of it like my body is solidifying into, like, something... into, like, a permanent form. And I have never had to accept, like, the permanence of my form before. So I'm like, oh, no, these bumps are here now to stay forever unless I get them removed. And then, like, there's also, like, that was, like, when I first got stretch marks from, I gained weight really fast when I quit smoking cigarettes, and I was like, ah, I'm ruined! But, like, that didn't feel like an aging thing, that felt like a, I made bad life decisions and fucked my body kind of thing, which, smoking is a bad life decision, although, I really want to smoke right now, now that I mention it, but yeah, I don't need to smoke, smoking is bad, but I would like a cigarette, like, right now. Anyway, it's been literally, like, 10 years since I smoked a cigarette. I don't need one. I'm not about to smoke a cigarette. So basically, y'all, this is a short episode this week. I mean, it could be long. I could literally talk forever, and we all know that. But I won't do that. This episode is going to be mostly focused on this woman who called. And I need to re-listen to the message. I'm going to play the message for you guys. And then with the magic of podcasting, it'll sound like I played it and also listened to it while I played it for you, but that's actually not possible. So I can't play it and record. I'm only using one thing. I'm using my fucking phone. So I'm going to have to go back and listen to it because I want to remember all the specifics and I want to remember all the things I wanted to say about it, because this message happened a while ago. And yeah. I'm just going to play it for you. I'm not going to tell you anything about it. I just want to hear what you think. All right? Here goes.
I'm at the YMCA. I know this has come up nationally. I've looked at your website, and I really cannot tell Are biological intact males being allowed to use the women's facilities within the YMCA? That's a yes or no question. Thank you.
So still in the field, just not in the car. And actually I'm in the house, but you know, whatever. This bitch, listen. Okay, so this woman, let me explain this a little bit. This woman called my work and she left that message. And by the way, I'm recording that from the phone with my phone. So you hear like people playing basketball and shit in the background. But anyway, so she first called and left that message. She called back and said essentially the same thing. I wasn't there when it happened, but I would have been like, holy shit. I'm assuming she's white. I'm assuming she is of a certain age, probably at least 65 or older. So that makes her a boomer. And my coworkers answered and didn't understand what she was asking. Didn't know if she was saying like maybe she was calling because she had like a trans child or something and needed to know if it was like a place where her trans family member or whatever could come, or maybe she was trans. I don't know. They were really considering, is this woman being a bigot or is she being like sensitive about someone she cares about? And then they kind of got the gist. They were like, oh, this woman is, hi Tosi. This woman is fucking crazy and afraid of things that aren't problems and just watching too much Fox News. So they ended up transferring this woman, because we're in this weird area where like we didn't have an executive director for our location and we just had the CEO over all three locations of our gym. And then, so we were just like transferring things to the CEO for a while and we finally got a director. And then like we were already in this realm of like, just send all the issues to the CEO. But then they had already said like, no, don't send things to the CEO, send things to your director, 'cause you have one now. But for a while we weren't sending them right to her because we were like, oh, it's like her first week. Like, let's, you know, be cool. So anyway, they forwarded this woman to our CEO. And then the CEO was like, I hear what you're saying. And then just sent her to our director. So this woman got passed around a little bit. And, I think that all happened within a period of 5 minutes because they just transferred the call to different people. And I don't know if she ended up getting a hold instantly with the director of my my location, but like, I don't even know what my director said to her, but she hasn't called back. But anyway, this message was still on the phone when I was checking saved voicemails like a week later, and I couldn't resist recording it. And so there it is. There it is for you. So I'm pretty sure that after listening to it, I can determine that this woman did not mean anything good by this call. Especially by the way she said, it's a yes or no question. Like I don't want to hear you try to explain yourselves. Like, first of all, we have had issues before with like people not wanting us to become a YMCA because we weren't a YMCA before last year. People not wanting us to become a YMCA because they had heard stories of YMCAs like siding with like inclusion. And in their mind, they're like, oh, they're just letting like men dress up as women and go into the women's locker room to like molest little girls It's like their whole thing is like so stupid. I mean, that literally doesn't happen. You know, trans people are just trying to be themselves, and they're not like, you know, in most cases, not like doing anything perverted. They're just like, you know, and that's actually a really uncomfortable thing for a trans person in any bathroom, because either they present one way or the other, and they're going into a bathroom where they maybe present differently than other people in that space, or like they present just like people in that space, but they like are still not, you know, they could be detected as the opposite gender or something. Like people look at them and they're like, this is a woman. And they're like, is this a woman? And they, you know, there's a lot of that. Like, there's a lot of people. I mean, even I wonder, like, and I love trans people, but like, when I see a person who I think is trans, I can't help but say, like, I wonder if this person's trans. And I can't help but want to like talk to them and find out more about them. For me, it's because I want there to be more trans people in my life, because I think they're wonderful, and I'm a white liberal, and I'm annoying. But, you know, other people are, like, out to, you know, treat them like criminals because they don't understand it. So, yeah, this woman is definitely, like, definitely watching too much Fox News, probably, and thinks that there's a real big problem with, like, trans people and non-binary people in this world. And is calling proactively. Like, there's not even been any issue, any reports. Like we actually, I only know of, like, one person who's trans that even goes to my location. And that person isn't even, it's like a F to M trans person. So it's not like this person is even using the women's facilities. But this woman, like, nothing's even happened, and she's like calling to ask, like, if, like, what our policies are about letting, and I just fucking hate it. I just fucking hate it when people use the words biological male, biological female, because, like, okay, so let's say someone is a scientist and they are talking about gender from a scientific standpoint. Like, they are the only people, I think, who have the right to talk about biology. Like, people that have studied biology should have the right to talk about biology. Other people who don't even really understand much about science or biological science, like, all they're going to do is spout trash and, like, what they kind of remember from when they were in fucking school, in high school. And, I mean, that's the same with me. I don't remember anything. Like, I'm actually going to try to study science so that I can get credit for a science course so I can get my bachelor's. But, like, I'm going to have to study my ass off to do that, because I, like, I don't remember shit. I just remember, like, words from biology. It was, like, my freshman or sophomore year in high school that I did. That was like 2001. So it was fucking 20 years ago. I'm like, fuck. And I mean, I'm interested in things. Like, I love that Fantastic Fungi documentary. I'll watch that 500 more times if you want. I love that shit. But that's probably not going to help me with my natural sciences exam. But anyway, I think that I've been hearing more and more about what actually makes gender in the body. And I do think that biological male, biological female, it's just like such a, it's just such a base level of understanding with biology. Like, gender is so much more complicated than whether you have a penis or a vagina. And I can't believe no one brings this up, but there are literally people, and not just like one person in the history of mankind, but there's like hundreds and hundreds and maybe thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people who are born what's called intersexed. And nobody ever talks about that. I don't know why, but there's literally people who are born and their genitals resemble slightly one, but a little bit the other, gender, genitals or whatever. Some of them are like both. People are born with female and male genitals. People are born with like just all sorts, you know, or like their male genitals aren't fully formed. So they like there's definitely been lots of cases where like when you were born, they didn't know what gender to assign you. And they literally just picked one. And there's cases where little girls grow up and they're like, I just feel like I'm a boy. My whole life I felt like I'm a boy. And they find out that they had a penis that was removed when they were born. They had a penis that maybe wasn't fully formed and it was removed when they were born. So there's no chance of them ever having a penis because it was amputated from their body. And that is fucking insane because the doctors didn't know how to make sense of it. They needed to, like, you know, cross their T's and dot their I's. The parents didn't know what to say because they were all so stuck in the binary thinking, like, this child has to have a gender from day one or we won't know how to function. We won't know how to raise this child because it's systemic. We raise children different, whether they're girls or boys. We raise a girl this way. We raise a boy that way. This is how it's done. And that doesn't make any sense. You know, like the psychology of men and women, maybe it's a little bit determined by hormones, but the larger part of what determines how the different sexes act is how you condition them. So men act like this, women act like that, because we've trained them to, you know, perform different, like, actions, behaviors, whatever. Like, we've literally told women, you have to act like this, don't act like that, do these things, don't do those things. And we tell men, you know, similar things that are the opposite. And then we say, oh, it's just biological that they act, that men act this way and women act that way. Boys will be boys. You know, women are just emotional. It's like, no, you've designed this all. The society designed all of this to be this way. If you actually studied, you know, testosterone and estrogen and progesterone, I mean, first of all, men have estrogen. Women have testosterone. They just have different levels. And different men and different women have different levels. And different ages of people have different levels. And you could replace hormones and you could, you know, turn off certain hormones in people and you could turn on other hormones. You could, increase hormones or decrease hormones. Like, and these things all have different effects on bodies. But the fact of the matter is like, genetically, men and women aren't that different. Like, they're basically not different at all. They're exactly the same. And when you're talking about chromosomes, there is a difference. I think it's like, what, XY or XX? But, like, it's not that simple either. Like, what's the fucking deal with intersex people if you either are XX or XY? What's the deal with fucking intersex people? Because they're there. They actually exist. They're real. How do you fucking explain that? If it's so simple that there's just two options, then how do you explain the third fucking option that's literally, scientifically, factually a thing? You can't simplify biology. You can try to say what people have said always. That's not That's ignorant and stupid and dumb and not real. We don't live in a this or that world. We don't live in a world where there's us or them. We don't live where there's two options. There's a multitude of options in this world. The universe is infinite. Why would there just be one option and then one other option for anything? And I know that's simple. It makes sense for people who are small-minded. It makes them feel safe and tells them, okay, this is how this is. This is just, it helps people understand like how to live their life simply. And that's fine. If you want a simple life, fine. But don't fucking make me have to suffer because of your simple fucking minded ass. I don't threaten you by being me. Just mind your fucking business. This woman is a scared little bitch. And I hate calling her that, but it makes me so angry. It makes me so angry that she would go out of her way and call us up before anything had ever even happened and like create an issue where there isn't one, you know? And like, she wanted to know like what our policies were. And I'm like, we don't even have a policy for that because I don't think it's ever happened at our actual location. We were so new. But I'm afraid to find out what my organization would do about it. Like, that's the thing. I know that the Y has gotten nationally some flack because I think they've been allowing trans women to use women's facilities. And they're on the right side there. They're on the right side there. But, of course, they're going to get some shit, especially from women who... You know, it is a difficult thing because women have been, you know, victimized. Women have been, you know, treated badly by men. Like women, a lot of women don't trust men for good reason. And for them to think that there's, quote unquote, a man in a room where they're feeling vulnerable or naked, you know, I mean, they're not feeling naked. They sometimes are fully naked. But I mean, it's weird too, because like there's also women who just like don't want to feel sexualized in a locker room, but keeping quote unquote men, biological males out of your locker room, isn't going to prevent that when there's women that like women, you know, there's men that like men who have to use the men's locker room. And that's always been a thing. And there's no way around that other than to pretend that gay people don't exist or like try to get gay people kicked out of your establishments, which has definitely happened. Or bully them into like hiding themselves or whatever, you know? So like the fact is like, if you don't want to be naked in front of other people, get naked in a private place, you know? If you need to feel safe in a space, like, then you need to create a safe space. If you're an adult person, you need to create safe spaces for yourself. I mean, that's just what's going to work best for you and everybody else too. Like, you can't expect other people to create safe spaces for you. It's just not realistic. Children should have safe spaces created for them, but adult people, no, you need to create your own safe spaces. And the fact is like at our facility, the women have stalls, the women have showers that have double curtains. The women have an extra room where you could close the door and be like in a little dressing room. There's all these options for where you could go to feel safe if you're changing. There's less options than that in the men's room. I mean, men have stalls, men have showers with curtains. They don't have a dressing room. But I think the dressing room is for like women with children who want to take their child in there. And that happens a lot too, where like a mom has her little son and she has to take him through the women's locker room because he's too little to go by himself through the men's locker room. That would be like sending him through a minefield. So that happens all the time. But then he gets to a certain age where you're going like, oh, is he maybe a little too old to be going through the women's locker room? And of course, there's nothing wrong with a little boy seeing naked adult women. There's nothing wrong with the human body, and there's nothing wrong with nudity. But there starts to be these social feelings of like, ooh, this is weird, because he's going to start to come of age and he's going to start to feel sexual things. And of course, the assumption is that he's going to like women. And so for a little boy to get older and see naked women, then all of a sudden it becomes like sexual, and that we can't have that, as if it's going to make him like some kind of a deviant or something. I mean, really what creates deviancy, I feel like, is when you like have a natural urge and then someone tells you it's evil and then you decide you're fucking evil. You're like, okay, I'm fucking evil then, because, you know, sex is fun. And so the taboo, the things that people say you're not allowed to do, are suddenly exciting. They're even more exciting to you. It does something to the brain when good feeling things are labeled as bad and bad feeling things are labeled as good. It's literally gaslighting. It's literally societal gaslighting. It fucks your brain up. I've been sitting here petting Tulsi. She's laying right next to the microphone, and now she's trying to bat her little paws at the phone. You can't ruin this recording. You ruin all my recordings. Because you're so jealous. You're jealous of the listener. You want to be the only person in my life. But you're not person, you dog. And she loves having her bellies rubbed. Why is it that dogs could have their belly rubbed all fucking day long and it would never become old? They would just love it all day long. This other thing that I want to talk about. So obviously this is like this braided loaf of bread where there's like gender, there's sexuality, there's, is there more than that? There's issues with like trauma, and like there's issues with like the system of hierarchy of like men are higher than women, and you know, women are, I don't want to say women are marginalized because they're literally half the planet, but they are treated less than men in most societies, and they have been treated that way for all of history. Then there's also like race stuff, right? Although these things we're talking about right now, they defy racial barriers. Like there's gender issues in all races. There's sexuality issues in all races. There's but obviously, you know, there's a lot of issues in the world with race too. Like, but we're not talking about race for once. We're not talking about race, because I love talking about race. But sex, sexuality, bodies, obviously religion comes into play here, because like Christians have fucked up Christianity so much, and suddenly like your body's fucking evil. And it's like, no, it's not. Your body was literally given to you by God. Like, are you kidding? It's not fucking evil. So I'm looking at Tulsi's teeth. I really need to brush them. Tulsi, we need to brush your teeth. We gotta brush them. We gotta figure out a way to brush your teeth. Because I don't want your teeth to fall out. I don't want them to fall out. I'm really scared about it. Because it's gonna cost too much money if your teeth fall out. We gotta have them pulled out. We gotta have surgery done. It's gonna cost too much money. Can you please start brushing your teeth? Oh, you want me to do it? Okay, I do it. So my, one of my bosses is actually pretty cool, but she struggles to understand things. Two of my bosses do, but they always come to me and they want to talk to me about trans people, non-binary people, queer people. They have questions and they're respectful, but their questions are ignorant. But they're asking, and they ask if it's okay to ask, and they ask, and then I tell them, and I'm trying to help them, like, learn how to speak about, like they'll say, like, so she was a girl, and now she's a guy. And I'll be like, he was assigned female at birth, and he is a trans man. And they'll be like, right. I'll be like, no, I need you to say it back to me. And then forever from now on, just saying it like that. That would be better. Thanks. You know, I mean, I'm sure somebody could tell me how to speak better when it comes to all this stuff too, but I'm light years beyond these dames. So my one boss asks me if what I think about trans people in sports. And I'm like, well, there's a lot there. There's a lot there because I've been hearing recently about the fact that, like, men are stronger than women, maybe being a constructed idea. And maybe it's just, like, because it's how we're conditioned, like, we just can't possibly believe that that wouldn't be true. Like we really think that estrogen doesn't produce or isn't capable of producing effects in the body that are like for that would produce physical strength, right? Or like we think of women as smaller, weaker, physically weaker. And I just think that we just think these things. I don't know. Like I've heard people say that like women, like men are better with like quick, fast bouts of strength. Women are better with like long, strong activities. Like women could go longer than men, and they can. I mean, that's true with orgasms anyway. But I also think maybe it's true with like a man would be like a sprinter, but a woman would be like a long distance runner, and that's very simplified. I've heard that. But I'm just thinking about this too. And I said this to my boss. I said, I don't know that men are stronger than women. I don't know. I also don't know if we're only measuring strength in like a very specific way to say that. And then I said, I don't know like the capabilities, you know, and the differences between estrogen and testosterone. And there's also other hormones we don't talk about, such as progesterone. We do talk about that, but most of us don't. And then I'm like, I said, I don't know why the women have a different tee on the golf course. Like, I don't know why, I think golf is specifically more about skill than strength. I don't know why a man could hit a golf ball farther than a woman. I feel like, and then I said, So much is true about conditioning, you know, like if you're conditioned, like a woman who's conditioned to be a professional runner. Thank you, Telsey. A woman who's conditioned to be a professional runner is going to run better than 90% of men who weren't conditioned to be professional runners. Like she's been trained and conditioned to run professionally. And she's going to be a better runner than most men. And I said that out loud and everyone in the room looked at me and they went, I don't know about that. And I went, what? Like, you don't know about that? I'm talking about a man who was never trained how to be a runner, who hasn't been training for years. And this woman has. You don't know if she would run faster and stronger than he would? I'm like, that's so obvious to me without any discussion. But they weren't even there in their minds. And I was like, oh shit, yeah, we got a lot of work to do. It was more than one person in the room that I asked that question to. And they were all like, yeah, we don't know about that. And I was like, I think maybe you didn't hear me. I was like, what? So I think that, and then the other thing is, if it's hormones that make you stronger or whatever, then, well, this trans woman has been on estrogen, or maybe she was on testosterone blockers and then later estrogen, and now she's competing in a women's sport or whatever. Like, she's been on more estrogen than testosterone in her life. Why would it be unfair? You know, if it's all about hormones, then why would it be unfair for her to compete in women's sports? Because she's mostly a woman as much as, like, hormones are concerned. Now, I think the fear in the mind of the, you know, right-wing person is that there's going to be a man who doesn't even do hormone therapy, who just puts on a wig and competes in women's sports so that he can be the best. And there's definitely been movies like that, and they were probably made in the 80s or 90s, and maybe even the early millennium, because those were, like, the last remaining times when you could, like, say or do shit that was just, like, really not okay. People are not as quick to get away with saying or doing shit that's just, like, really not okay anymore. And that's fucking great. So that's not happening. You know? That's not happening. Even Caitlyn Jenner was assigned male at birth. She's a trans woman. She did all of her competing, all of her sports stuff before she transitioned. She never tried to transition and be a woman. And that was a different time, too. I mean, Caitlyn Jenner's pretty old. But it would not have been possible for her to publicly transition and stay, you know, become famous as Bruce Jenner. And yeah, I don't know. I don't really have anything more to say about Caitlyn Jenner, but she's not my favorite. That's just not happening. There's definitely people transitioning later in life, and, you know, when they're older for lots of different reasons. But they're transitioning and their participation in sports, they don't really have anything to do with each other. Like, they're just two different aspects of a person's life happening. And, you know, as we get older, hopefully we're getting closer and closer to being in alignment with what we truly want. And so it takes some people a lot of time to realize that they want to transition into their actual gendered identity. It takes some people a long time. It takes some people no time at all. It's just different. And also, I will say, as far as, like, sports go, we have way too much importance in this country on, like, winning. Like, by the way, there's only one winner. You know, if you're playing team sports, the whole team wins, but only one team can win. And it's only really, like, monumental if there's a lot of teams competing and then one team wins. Team sports are a little bit better than sports where only one person is going to win, because I think you learn about community in a different way when you're participating in team sports. You rely on other people, and you you know, you put your trust in people and like you like work hard and you encourage other people. It's harder to get that experience when you're one-on-one. But regardless, like let's say you two teams go to the Super Bowl and one team, only one team can win, the other team doesn't win. That other team feels so much of a loss when they don't win. I won't assume any other things they might feel, but I don't want to. But they definitely feel a loss when they don't win the Super Bowl. But they beat so many teams to get there. They did so good. And even like the worst team in the whole league, even the team that lost from the get-go, that never had a chance of going on to the next stage or whatever, they're still better at doing what they do than most people in the world. But this society we live in where only one person can win, these people are like, these girls in women's sports, they worked so hard, they worked their whole lives for something, and then a man comes in and you know, dressed as a woman and just steals the title away from them. Like, it's just not fair to the girls. And it's like, stop telling people that the only good option is winning. Stop living for the end result. Like, the process is why we're here. We're here to experience. We're not here to work hard and suffer and just be put through hell. And then we win and we have one moment of victory. And then after that, we live in this memory of victory. No, we live in the moment. We're here to experience. If you don't like playing volleyball, don't play volleyball. Don't play to win with volleyball if you don't like playing it. If you love playing volleyball, then fucking play volleyball. And whether you win or you lose, you've won. Because you're only interested in playing volleyball because you love it. I think we're having the wrong argument. We get hung up on things all the time that aren't the important part of a conversation. And we're creating issues where there aren't any. There's no problem with a trans woman using a women's bathroom. There aren't men dressing up as women to go in women's bathrooms to do bad things to women. And if there were, they wouldn't be trans women. They would be cisgendered men who are sexual deviants. And there's no reason to punish all trans women because of one sexually deviant man who is created by the very society that you're trying to protect. It doesn't make any sense. So many times laws are created to protect us, but it's like hurting so many people when really they're just trying to protect people from like a very, very small niche group of people, like sexual predators. And I actually don't know that sexual predators are a small group of people, because I think that a little bit of sexual predator lives in many, 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 many men especially, but also some women. Statistically, it's much more men. I think men might not be a full-on rapist in most cases, but they are willing to blur lines, a lot of men. And that's all because of how they've been trained and conditioned. I think we have this history of thinking that you're born already fully formed, and it's like, no, we're not really. Like, some things are genetic, but most things are learned. And I'm sure there's a way to come up with a percentage of what's genetic about your personality and behavior and what's learned. And probably, like, I want to say, like, 80% is learned. That sounds fair. And then there's, like, learned, but there's also, like, that includes, like, traumas that you've endured that have shaped who you are and how you act. But anyway, let's just all think a little bit, too, before we speak. Because, like, I don't know that we need to call up a business and say crazy shit just off the cuff. Like, we watch something on the news and go, oh my God, I better get on the phone right now to the local YMCA, make sure they're not doing this. Just be a little bit less insane. Maybe think about it a little bit. If something upsets you, think about, why does it upset you? Is this a you problem? And always determine, is this a you problem before you start trying to make it everyone else's problem? Anyway, guys, that's all I got this week. Thank you so much for listening. As per usual, you can like, rate, review, subscribe. Please do something. I'm not kidding. Please. It's going to kill me if you don't. And if you did rate, review, subscribe, like, any of that already, thank you so much. Please feel free to email me at makesexwithmepodcast@gmail.com. Check out our link tree in the show notes for all of our socials. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter. What was Twitter? I might get rid of Twitter. I don't know. It's pretty crazy now. This X thing is weirding me out. I missed a little Tweety Bird. And I'm gonna go see my new nephew in a little bit. So excited. As per usual, you guys, I hope that you are filling your holes with whatever makes you happy. Bye-bye.